Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, all Beamer family and friends. You've got Greg Peterson, team manager here on the West Coast, and I couldn't be more proud than to be able to kick off today's show with Belinda Casper and Casey Conrad. These ladies are the heart and soul of our program. Are you ladies on?
We are. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Well, I tell you what, everyone, now don't tell anybody, but I'm spending my Valentine's day with starting off my morning with these two lovely ladies. So all you guys out there better be jealous, because these girls are definitely Valentines of mine because of everything that they have done, not only for me to help grow my business and build my education levels within Beamer, but they are helping everybody out. So we want to get started right now. Every Monday on Blog Talk, we are doing this program, and it is recorded. And we originally started with the Quick Start program. Then it evolved into the Blueprint for Foundational Success. Now, where can this be found? This is in our e-learning in our Beamer back offices. Now, when you go to your Beamer back office, that's your private area that you go to, and you go over to the far left and you scroll down below desktop and email and distributor library, customer library, that type of thing, you're going to run into your e-learning. This is your foundation to get started on all the education that will help you grow your business. And the last item, when you click on the e-learning, there'll be a little drop-down tab, and the bottom one is the Blueprint for Foundational Success. And that's what we're going over now during our radio programs here. And we're just going over step-by-step, and we're helping create more input from the field personnel, not only ourselves, but also from you guys, because we all work as a team. This isn't just a one-person effort. It is the combination of everybody that is making this truly successful. So we're doing the Blueprint for Foundational Success, and we have amazing leaders that are helping out with that. Now, if you're not able to make the regular showings that we have, and let's face it, most of us have lives outside of just these hours, you can listen to these on our recordings. Where do you go for that? All you need to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/IBDS. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/IBDS. Now, that's where you can go to listen to all our previous recordings, and not only just ours on Mondays, but you've got Testimonial Tuesdays, we have our Whatever Wednesdays, and we have our Equine Thursdays. So there is a wealth of information that you can listen to while you're going down the road driving, but please drive safe, both hands on the steering wheel. But here's an opportunity to really gather and maybe get some good golden nuggets that are going to help you and may resonate with you to help build your business. Next up, we have our Facebook page, and our Facebook page is Quick Start Group, so a Quick Start Support Group, and that is on the groups on your Facebook page, and we will ask for two security questions, and this has helped to keep all the spammers out of there, and so people don't get annoyed by others. And the two questions are very simple. What is your IBD number? and have you been to an academy or not? And then we just review those really quick, and then we're able to get you in there, and we are going to have – we have a file section in there. So there's a lot of information that you can click on, download, print off, all sorts of information that Casey and Belinda have put in there to help you guys out. Now, for today's show, we're going to be going over the PAPA system, which is going to be step three. That's step three on the e-learning under the Blueprint for Foundational Success. So you scroll down, Blueprint for Foundational Success, and then the third big block is going to be the presentations and the PAPA system. And so we're going to be going over that because it's a large area. So we've broken it up into two or three sections or programs here so that we can go over everything. And we want everybody to feel comfortable because, let's face it, building relationships with people is truly what makes our business grow. And by building those relationships, you build that trust and you build a positive atmosphere. And how does that come about? That comes out with having experience, and experience comes by practicing with your friends and family and different things there. So a person also needs to realize, and now these are national averages for all sales items out there. Did you know that it takes 5 to 12 connections or interactions with somebody before they decide to purchase something? Now, do you know what the percentage of sales occur between the 5th and 12th connection? That's 80%. If you have not made at least 5 interactions with one individual sharing Beamer, the science, different things like that, you're really shooting yourself in the foot, and you're not giving that individual an opportunity to get a Beamer in their life and change their life. So these are the reasons why we are so adamant about learning these steps, having fun. Please, please, please have fun doing this. So how do you get involved? All we need to do is have you raise your hand by pressing the 1 on your telephone. And so by pressing the number 1 on your telephone, that raises your hand on our little computer screen. And when the time is appropriate, we will call upon you to get your input of the subject matter that we are currently discussing. So listen up. And from here, I am going to turn this over to the PAPA method and turn it over to Belinda.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks. I think I'm next, Greg. I'll go ahead and take that. This is Belinda Casper. Happy to have everybody on today's call. So, you know, as Greg was saying, the PAPA method, that is the P is for personal relationship. A is for analysis. The other P is for presentation. And the last A is for action. It really gives us a nice method, and I'll tell you what, if you haven't listened to these videos in the Blueprint for Foundational Success, you really, really need to. I don't care how much experience you have in Beamer, how much experience you have in sales, it is absolutely, you will get good nuggets of information. It was professionally recorded specifically for Beamer, and I have to tell you, it's really, really very, very, very enlightening, and so it's worth your time. But we're going to start on the personal relationship, as Greg has told us why we need to do that. And so one of the things that we can all agree is Beamer is a relationship sale. We are building relationships with every conversation we're having. And, you know, Beamer is not easy to understand. It really does require an explanation. Listening is your absolute best tool. And really listening, not just thinking about what you're going to say next, but really listening. You know, one of the videos they talk about that our mind is like a rain barrel. You know, if you think about it, there's only so much that can go in, and then it's an overflow. So if you're overflowing information, your person you're talking to is not able to understand what you're saying. But even beyond what we're saying in Beamer, they have a lot that they're thinking about too. So give them the information to help them understand Beamer in simplistic way,
and know that you're going to just continue to lovingly drip on them. So, you know, let your customer talk. If you want to pay attention to what they're saying, they're going to be giving you clues. They're going to give you clues on how they want you to follow up with them. You know, just even by the way they talk, are they direct? Are they quick? Do they go a little methodical or slow or in depth? You know, do they share their feelings or are they more about wanting the facts? You know, those clues of the way they're talking are even as beneficial as what they're saying. And part of building a relationship is trust. You know, being a good listener is absolutely critical. And people will do business with people they know, like, and trust. So that's going to be your first step in really building that relationship. And, you know, it's important when you're talking to them that you kind of give them back the information about the way they are talking to you. You know, you want to make sure that you're maybe using some of the same words they may have used to you. Now, I kind of always do my evaluation when I'm talking to somebody is this more of an energetic person or a person that is a practitioner or somebody who wants to have science? You know, kind of help to hear what they're saying, because it's going to help you to understand how to share the language back to them. And you want to make sure that you are giving that your conversation partner 100% of the attention. And Casey, I'm going to pass the next letter and concept over to you when we're talking about analysis. So Casey, take it away.
Well, absolutely. And good morning, everybody. And I am coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, where I am still located post the amazing regional event we had. And just to give you a very quick update, all the regional directors and our national director, our CEO, and another couple of corporate staff members were here in Dallas at a think tank group led by Tony Geary International. You may remember him from the launch, the kickoff. And so we had an entire day in the tank, so to speak, and it was an incredible day where we talked about what are the strategic things that we need to focus on as a company in order to take our business to the next level. How do we get more Beamers in every house in the United States? And so we had a great meeting. It was intense. A lot of great outcomes came from that. And of course, one of those things that we talked about was, you know, doing more training and development. And we also happened to be having on the following day a Beamer Saturday, similar to what we've been doing in terms of Beamer Saturdays, as far as guests are invited. The morning is much more product science usage focused, and then the afternoon becomes distributor focused. And we had the good fortune, because we were here in Tony Geary's backyard, to have him come and speak. And he really focused on talking about, well, a lot of things, but he really, a lot of what he does is focuses us on high level leverage activities, meaning what are the things that we need to do that are going to get us the greatest outcome? High level, and we can talk lower level in terms of strategic high level activities. And the A in the PAPA system is a high leverage activity. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that the analysis is what I refer to as the qualifying stage, or the needs analysis is how I talk about it in all of my fitness sales books. And that is that when somebody comes in, you want to find out what do they want, what do they need, and why do they want it, and how is that going to impact them. And when we do that, we get the customer engaged in talking about themselves. I use an expression in sales, the more they tell, the more you sell. And people love to talk about themselves. And George has talked about this a lot in terms of the questions. I frame it up in terms of the Christmas Carol format, you know, Ebenezer Scrooge and the Christmas Carol. You know, Ebenezer didn't just wake up one day and go, you know, I think I want to become a nice. No, what happened was three very good salespeople, i.e. three ghosts, came and visited him. And they said, Ebenezer, look what you've done in the past. Look at what it's gotten you. Look at what you're doing in the present. Look at what it's getting you. And look, if you continue on this path, here's where you're going to be. So when we talk about analysis, literally what we're talking about is discovering everything you can about this person as it relates to their health and wellness and maybe an issue that they're dealing with. You know, if they're an unwell person, what's going on? When did it start? What have you done with it in the past? Did you get any results? What are you doing now? Where will you be in the future? Where do you want to be in the future? If you don't change anything, will that change? Will the course that you're on change? If someone is a health advocate, fantastic. Have you been healthy your whole life? Wonderful. What are your favorite modalities? Why do you use those modalities? Are you dealing with any other issues? You know, are you familiar with blood flow and how that impacts your overall health? Have you heard of the Beamer technique? Blah, 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 right? So this analysis to discover their needs and wants, and how can you become a partner in their wellness journey, wherever they are, if they're an extreme athlete or just a, you know, a healthy person or an unwell person or, right, or maybe they're somebody that's helping other people deal with health issues. The reality is that the analysis allows you to better understand this person. So many people just start going into this blah, 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 blah about Beamer, and they don't know anything about this person. That almost always leads to a poor presentation because you don't know truly what are their hot buttons, and as Belinda said, how do they want to be communicated with, right? Matching and mirroring, pacing and leading. So anyway, that is the A in the first A of the PAPA system. And I'll head it and turn it right back over to Greg to talk about the next P, which is presentation and practice.
Well, Casey, I'm sitting here taking notes. And honestly, it really relates to what I'm going to be doing later on. I have a warm introduction to a new massage therapist that they're starting up their own personal business. And we can have a preconceived notion of me going in there right away and start spilling all the information to Beamer, thinking, well, here I am going to go in there and I can get it into their business and be able to go in and just say, yeah, you need this for your business, you can be able to sell sessions, when in fact they may just be wanting it for themselves because maybe their arms, their wrists are bothering them from doing massage for many years. I don't know. But unless I truly find out what their wants and needs are and then direct the appropriate information that we have with Beamer, which will answer any question that they have, but directing the proper information to them, like you said, Casey, I could shoot myself in the foot right away instead of listening to them and then really personalizing the system to them. And in doing so, when you are listening to somebody, you are honestly showing respect. And you are showing compassion and that you're leading with the heart. And that is what Peter Gleim's focus has always been. Just lead with the heart and share with them what Beamer can do for them. And that is finding out from them what is going on. And how do we then find this out? We need to practice. And so we're going to go into the practice phase. So practice answering questions. So when you have a accountability partner or your mentor, we've discussed that in the past. An accountability partner can be someone that's involved with Beamer. They could be on your team or not with your team. Doesn't matter. But it's someone that will help keep you on track, because let's face it, it's so easy to get distracted as we are moving along through the day and or week. It kind of helps realize that if we even took just 15 minutes a day and just focused on Beamer, turn your phone off and just took 15 minutes to focus, you'd be surprised how much you can get accomplished. Okay, so we want to practice answering questions of your client. Number two is practicing your introduction. So this is where you want to go in and you want to kind of have what we call that elevator speech. When you hop on an elevator, you have maybe 30 seconds to share Beamer with somebody. This is a very brief testimonial, not long-winded, just brief. Remember how, Elliot on the movie, with E.T. and the movie E.T. And how he was able to coax E.T. out of the barn by putting a little Reese's Pieces out and then another one a little farther out and a little farther out, and he guided them into the house. And that's what we do with people. You just want to wet their lips, get them interested, and then during this process, you are once again listening to your client and supplying those little pieces that are going to continue to wet their lips, so it's going to help answer their questions. So instead of the word being no, every time they get a piece of information in their mind, they are saying yes. And that's what you want to do, is fill their mind with a bunch of yeses, and at the end, there'll be no nos. Now, we also want to be able to tell your success story of what Beamer's done for you then as you move along. And you want to be able to practice how to honestly listen to somebody. Now, this is really good practice, and it's almost like being able to listen to somebody and then paraphrase back to them. And I learned this actually in high school, becoming a peer helper with other students that they developed. And it's where we learned how to listen to somebody when they were telling you about their problems. And instead of answering their question and giving them advice to them, meaning we would repeat back to the individual, but in a different format, still saying the same thing. But what it does is it encourages additional conversation, and that individual's going, wow, this person is really listening to me and totally understands what I'm saying. And they will continue on, and you will learn more and more about the individual. So be able to practice with somebody on doing that, and you will be surprised how this will open up doors for you. Last but not least is handling objections. Now, we have a great section in our e-learning on handling objections, and then also in the academy, they've got the section for that. Now, if you've not been to an academy in over a year, get yourself signed up and go in there. Right now, because they're all online, there's no cost. And I know Belinda and Casey can probably answer this better on how a person can do that. But being able to review and get caught up on all the latest, greatest information and being able to handle objections is so important. And it's not that, no, absolutely not, I don't want the Beamer. It's just that they don't want it right now. That's it. And I really love how David Olson, that we shared in our last program, in his conversation with people, he would, when he introduces it to somebody, he'll come up to him and say, this may not be right for you right now, but you need to know about this. And so that way it takes the stress off of, I need to take immediate action on this, or otherwise this guy's really going to be hounding me. It opens it up. It takes the pressure off of an individual that you're introducing the Beamer to, and yet it's planting the seed to wet their lips of, well, what is this I need to know about? So these are all different things that we can practice on. Practice answering questions, your introduction, your success story, how to honestly listen, and how to handle objections. These are all amazing things that we can practice with your mentor, your upline, with a family or friend, accountability partner. These are all individuals. So with that, I'm going to turn over about objections to Belinda.
Awesome. You know, thanks, Greg. One thing I want to make sure everybody knows is, you know, we're all giving you some highlights about the videos and stuff that's in the blueprint and our e-learning, but we really want to hear from you too. So please touch one to raise your hand and share any nuggets that you got from the videos from the PAPA system or in the presentation section, or anything that you found that was really successful in building relationships, or maybe that you found that wasn't so successful. I'm going to give you a little one that I had. I was at a network meeting, and we were introducing ourselves, and I gave a little bit of information of what Beamer is, and the guy I could tell was just totally not interested and cut me off, and I thought, okay, I gave a little too much information. So, you know, sometimes we want to do a little tease and let people lean in and keep feeding. So it always helps to continue to check and see what you're doing and see how you want to evaluate that. But, you know, we hear people are – many people come into our Beamer world, not from the sales world, not with the intention of being a huge salesperson, but then they start loving what Beamer does for them, and they start getting into the sales, or they may want to have a new career, and Beamer's that opportunity to do so. So they don't really understand the whole sales process, and objections are scary. And what we want to try to say is, don't think of an objection as a pushback or rejection of you or the Beamer or what you have to say. Sometimes an objection is really a hidden question. So part of what Greg was saying is how to practice. You know, that's the part of the second P in our PAPA method. But one of the things you can practice with the objection is turning it around. So when someone gives you an objection, is ask for clarification or what do they mean? One of the things that we do talk about in the academy is the feel, felt, found method. You know, when I learned about the, I can understand how you feel. When I heard the price of the Beamer, I felt the same way. But what I have found is that the Beamer was able to absolutely transform my life and therefore saved a lot of money in a lot of ways. You get the idea. But that feel, felt, found is a real basic way to turn that objection around. And it's really good for you to practice that, to get comfortable with how to address a conversation about competitors or a conversation about the financing or about the price or I don't feel anything. Those are kind of the basic objections that we hear. But again, think about it as a question, not as a rejection. So, you know, you want to be able to help people along, and you want to be able to help, you know, answer people's questions. But, you know, sometimes we have to let people go. You know, the guy who I had that network meeting that had really no interest in what I had to say was like, okay, I'll move on to the next person who is a little more interested in what I have to say. Not everybody is ready to learn about the Beamer, and not everybody is ready to change their status or, you know, I often say sometimes people aren't ready right now to really address their health. One of the things I hear George Verona say all the time is, you know, when the pain that you're experiencing is less than the pain of writing the bill or the check or the credit card for purchasing a Beamer, that's when you're going to hear from me, because we know what Beamer does. So the biggest thing that happens when you're having an objection is if you're not listening, you may also get an objection, because people are recognizing that you're not hearing what they're saying. So don't get technical when you're talking. Definitely talk about Beamer's features and benefits in layman's terms. Keep it simple. Keep the KISS method. Keep it simple. And so we have one more letter to cover, And I'm going to pass that back to KC to cover the action. But please, we want to hear from you. So please raise your hand by touching number one and let us know what you have done to build relationships. In the meantime, KC, you want to talk about action?
Absolutely. I love action. Action, action, action. And yet, in Beamer, sometimes people don't take action for a really, really, really long time. So you have to, number one, have the mindset that every single time you're talking to a prospect, the only real action that you want is a willingness to continue the conversation. Now, I know that may sound crazy from a sales trainer, so let me clarify what I mean by that. Anytime I'm speaking to somebody, one of the first things that I will, I should say, one of the final things that I will ask them is, hey, Belinda, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, I wish I had my Beamer yesterday, 1 being, you know, right now isn't a Beamer time for me for whatever reason. Where would you say you are based on our conversation? And they give you an answer, right? I'm a 5, I'm an 11, I'm a 1. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. Regardless of what it is, the key is that you move it forward. So let's say Belinda says, I'm a 10. Then I'm going to say, fantastic. So 10 as in understanding and wanting the technology, or 10 as in you're ready to bring a Beamer into your life? Now, it depends on where she's been, you know, is it, have we even discussed the money, et cetera, but you get the idea, right? You want to kind of check in with them. Now, you don't want to oversell the situation. They say, I'm a 10. No, let's get you on the Beamer. I want to give you 3. No, stop. You know, ask how do they want to move forward. So what's your next step? You ready to order a Beamer, or you tell me, right? So you want to check in. Now, if they're a 1, you might say, well, gosh, Casey, what's the action? The action is, hey, not a problem. You know what? Timing in life is everything. Can I ask you a question? Greg, if I came across an article or something that I thought was relevant to your health objectives, whether it's about Beamer or not, would it be okay if I forwarded that to you? Now, if he says no, clearly, Greg doesn't want to hear from me. That's okay. But most people will say, yeah, sure. So I have a handful of categories of prospects that I work with. And so if I come across an article about blood flow and sports, or blood flow and, you know, general wellness or something like that, even if it's not Beamer specific, I'm going to, when I'm going back through my follow-up, which we'll cover in another blog talk, I'm going to shoot this out to them as another outreach, another touch. Now you say, well, wait a second, Casey, we're talking about presentations today, not follow-up. Correct. And part of the presentation is establishing follow-up. So the biggest thing you want to do, aside from continually taking the person's temperature as to where are their next steps, is setting those next steps and asking permission to continue the conversation with them, right? A communication with them. Anytime you're getting resistance, what we say in neurolinguistic programming is you chunk up. Okay, I'm not going to say, can I send you future Beamer information? Timing is everything. Belinda, if I came across any type of material that I thought was relevant to what your mom's dealing with right now, would you be okay if I forwarded that to you? Yeah, that is an action step. So I want you to think of action not as just buying, but it's buying the next outreach. It's buying the next communication. It's getting permission to continue the conversation. So what do you do? What do you do to build the relationships in your presentation? What are some nuances, some tips? If you were talking to one of your new distributors and you say, hey, look, when it comes to the presentation, this is what you should keep in mind. Here's a little tip, a little trick that I have learned along the way. press 1 on your phone. Let us hear that. And I don't know, Greg, if anybody's pressed 1, but I'm going to throw it back.
Yeah, we don't have anybody that's pressed 1 so far. But, yeah, everything that you're saying, Casey, and also Belinda, it really is amazing the things that we're sharing just in this brief section of step number 3 in the Foundational for Success. And it really is such an insight of all the wonderful tools that we have. I'm kind of like that little mouse in the corner, or you could say that 30,000-foot view overlooking everything. And when a person comes in as a brand-new distributor, if you were to look at all of this, it could be very overwhelming. And that's why we break this down into little bits and pieces and how to have an accountability partner, the whole bit. Now, I do see that we've got some brave souls that have pressed 1 on their phone. So, yes, we want to hear from you. So please be able to give your name, where you're from, and what you would like to share with us. And our first caller is from 954-826, 954-826. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, it's Grace Starmer from Fort Lauderdale. Happy Monday.
Hi, Grace.
I wanted to say, when you talk about Beamer not being an instant success, I showed the Beamer to 2 people right away. I was so excited. The first one bought her Beamer 3.5 years later. The second one, who I was sure would be immediate, purchased it a little over 4 years later. Now, there's all other things in between, but it really spoke to me to share that when you talked about it's not $1.05. Here, give me a check. So everybody have a great day, and look forward to what the rest of the week brings. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Grace. You know, I know you're jumping off the call, but I have to tell you, it's so true, and that's part of just one being a walking billboard for Beamer, being who you are, these people you were friends with. They got to see your transformation and probably said they wanted to get something that like what you had. But that continued just loving on people and dripping on people and sharing articles and sharing information. And that's a great story. I've had similar friends in that same category, Grace. So thank you so much. And Greg, I think we have another person who has raised their hand to speak. That is area code 831-1696, 831. You are live on Blog Talk, and I think you may have a dog.
No, that's the neighbor's dog, not my dog. Mine are quiet. Okay, this is Sibylla from Monterey, California. And I wanted to pitch in regard to the presentation. And I have 2 ways to do it. Either I play the recorded presentation or I do it myself. And either way, I keep it as a dialogue. So the recorded one, I know where I want to make sure that the person who is watching and listening understands what I find is really important. But I also ask the person, whenever there's something that is just a tiny little bit of a question mark, just press the pause button so that we can talk about it right away. So that those questions that are coming up are addressed right away, and then we can move through that recorded presentation with more meaningfulness for that person. And the same thing, in a way, when I do it myself, I'm even more flexible because I can totally adjust my presentation to the person's questions. So I don't just go through the slides one after the other. I really keep it as a dialogue and ask questions to the person in regard to the new slides that will come up or when it's there. Is there a question for you? Isn't this amazing, right? So I try to keep it as a dialogue, and that makes it more alive and not just like an avalanche onto the person, and then I'm done.
That is great advice, Devilis. I love the fact that you're using the tools that are available to all of us, and you're letting the presentations talk to, because there's a lot of people that are uncomfortable with presentation, but you're keeping that as a conversation. So, Greg, didn't you do a great job of reminding us of a great option for people to use to help get the information about Beamer out?
I think that is so important and such a great reminder for what she said, because as Beamer progresses throughout the year, just like last year, we had some specials that were occurring, and it was unfortunate that we had distributors that had no knowledge of not only the specials, but I had some distributors that had not checked their back office. They didn't even know that we were able to sell the B-Body again. And so just by getting into your back office and keeping up to speed with everything, and then having some type of spreadsheet or reminder book or calendar, different things like that of the individuals that you are in conversation with, being able to find out, okay, these individuals want continued information just to stay in the loop of things, and then sending out reminders, hey, we've got a special going here, or hey, we've got this present live presentation coming on, or wow, we've got our Wednesdays with Dr. Burka once a month, something they might be interested in. Remember, we have so many different tools now that we can share with individuals, and this is where we practice. And just like as a paramedic, I had different protocols that I would follow. If it was a heart attack, I would ask certain questions to verify and narrow down what I was wanting to find out, or if they were having lung issues or abdominal discomfort, whatever the situation was, I had a set of tools that I could use with each individual item that I was wanting to focus on, and it's no different here. So, folks, just have fun. Practice, practice, practice with individuals, and maybe you just set up and go, gosh, now let's say if I have somebody that plays pickleball and they're wanting to improve their game or improve their health, what type of things might they be interested in listening to? And then like we talked today, listening to the person. They may fall right into the protocol that you have determined of what things you may want to share with them, but then they might throw you a curveball there and say, no, I'm just interested in listening to testimonials because I'm actually more concerned about my aging parents and I want information that might answer questions there so that they keep putting yeses in their mind instead of nos. But no, that's great, great information for what she shared with us. So kudos for that. And I say,
let's talk about time. Next week.
Yeah. Well, let's see. For next week, I know that Casey had to run. That is one busy girl. I tell you what, she has got more irons in the fire. So next week, we're going to be talking about the third phase of our presentation videos, the intro to the sales situation. And so make sure that you watch your videos in the PAPA system for that. So that way when we're reviewing everything with you, it'll resonate with you better. And then we can also listen to how it resonated with you and be able to get your input, because let's face it, everybody has maybe a different perception of how they receive the information. And we want to be able to get all views, because they're all like little pieces of a puzzle that are going to be putting this together. So I just want to say thank you so much to Belinda for putting these outlines together, and Casey for her amazing ability of putting words together and making this all make sense. And so I'm going to turn it back over to Belinda for her closing quotes.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Greg. I love these days, and it's helping me to grow by listening to these videos and taking notes. So I encourage everyone to do the same. You know, a lot of people are hesitant to say they're in sales, but remember nothing happens until somebody sells something. That's a Zig Ziglar quote, and it's something that we can all feel comfortable with. We are sharing the Beamer, and we are helping change the people's lives. So go out, enjoy this great week. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope you're going for the people in your life, and have a fabulous week, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.